Glory to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. The gospel of today is about the service of John the Baptist. John the Baptist is a very, very important figure in our church. He joins the Old Testament and the New Testament, the connection between both. John the Baptist is the only man that the Lord have witnessed to him. There is no other. There is no woman have given birth to a greater man than John the Baptist, the greatest ever been born of a woman, apart from Christ, of course. John the Baptist being brought up, the reason of his greatness, that he was brought up in a very holy family. We notice that his family, Zechariah and Elizabeth, they were righteous people. So being brought up, being given birth among a righteous family. And this is a big rule, important rule. Parents are righteous, children will be right. Parents are holy, children will be holy. Parents are godly, children will be godly. Because the Lord said, for them I sanctify myself, so that they will be sanctified in the truth. And this is our responsibilities as parents. Anyway, the other thing about John the Baptist, that the Bible tells us he was filled with the Holy Spirit since he was a fetus in his mother's womb. When he was 6 months, and St. Mary visited Elizabeth, he leapt to give awe and reverence to the Lord in his mother's womb. And John the Baptist was great because of his message, to the world. He prepared the way for the Lord. Though his service was only 6 months, in length, he managed to make all of Israel to repent. He managed to change the life of so many people. And his voice, still up till now, screaming like a roaring lion in the wilderness for every one of us. In the John the Baptist, we celebrate the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ from John the Baptist in the Epiphany. In Western countries, they call it the Magi revelation, of the Feast of the Magi, because they went to the Lord and gave him the presence which reveals his divinity. But I wanted to talk to you about three things in John the Baptist's life. Number one, his message is very simple message. His message to the world is to repent. He came saying, just repent, 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 for the heavenly kingdom is at hand. And we didn't hear any more sermons of him. Just repent. Simple. And everyone took it serious. Everyone came to John the Baptist to be baptized by him, confessing his sins. So the word repent here, it does not mean only to regret the sins, but to confess it, and to confess it to the Lord before John the Baptist in Jordan River. And this is the meaning of confession. Confession is a sacrament called what? Repentance and the confession. They cannot separate both. If you repent, you need to confess to have the forgiveness of sins. And so many people say, why don't we confess to God? It doesn't work. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. Even when the Lord himself appeared to St. Paul in the way to Damascus, St. Paul said to the Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, go to Ananias. Ananias was a priest. He will tell you what to do. So, repentance. Repentance means the Lord knows that we are tempted, that we are in having so many trials, and we are weak. As a matter of fact, it doesn't matter how many times you fall in sin. But what matters is sin for God being sorted out on the cross. But sin for God is separating you from him. And that is what most important. God sorted our sins. He carried all our sins on himself on the cross. So there is no problem of the sin. But the problem of the sin, that it takes me away from Christ. It separates me from Christ. So that is the danger of sin. That is why you should not keep one single sin in your life. Repentance means to come whole to God. Holiness is from whole. Some people will say, I am good in comparison to the others. I have only one, two sins that is remaining in my life. Yeah, the Lord will look at this one or two sins. 1%, but 99% of my life is for God. Only 1% is not. This 1% is what God is after. God is after you being whole, holy. And this is the meaning of repentance. Repentance is to come back to God with all your heart, all your intention, and have no intention to repeat the sin again. We hear about the Ninevites when they repented. The Bible tells us every single man in Nineveh came back on his old ways, his wrong ways, and repented wholeheartedly. It was in one day everyone decided to change his life. This is repentance. Repentance is a decision. Repentance is to come back to God, to reconcile with God again, to be you and God are one. To think by His mind, to see by His eyes, to feel by His heart. That is why St. Paul said, I live no more. That is repentance. I live no more, but Christ lives in me. So I am the image of Christ. Even the Lord being tempted. Even the Lord being tempted. Yes, the Lord never sinned. But one thing I want everyone to try. Never to close your eyes and go to sleep without repentance. Without saying to the Lord, I'm sorry, I will never do that again. Not a single day you go to sleep and you keep in your heart that you will repeat anything wrong in your life. Simply because we don't guarantee that tomorrow we will be alive. The Lord might come while we are asleep. What would be our situation? Even if you haven't confessed yet, at least you offer repentance. Never ever go to sleep without finding a place to the Lord, of the Lord, in your life, in your heart. David the prophet and the king said, I will not give sleep to my eyes or close my lids without finding a place for the Lord. This is repentance. We need to repent every single day. Saints, saintly life is the life of repentance. The life of repentance. To be honest, if you want really to repent, help the others as well to repent. Commit to repent with them, yeah. The greatness. witness of John the Baptist when he called the people to repentance, he did not differentiate between anybody. He says to the king, repent, and to the least man and the children to repent. Repentance is for all. There is no old age for repentance. Some parents consider themselves have the right to sin, the right to do the wrong, but not for the children. Like a father, مثلا, smokes and say to his children, you are not allowed to smoke. Mother to swear and say to her children, you are not allowed to swear. How come? In one of our trips, I heard one girl saying to another girl, intiship. I asked her, where did you get that from? I said, my mom. Mom tells her all the time in deception. And what the girl would do, say to her friend in deception. And mom tells her so. Can we ask our children to be holy without being holy? You can't. We need to be holy. Parents and the children, we all need to repent together. Even the church arranged that repentance should and confession should be before each sacrament. And before we do any sacraments, it is always preceded by repentance and confession. The Holy Communion, the Lord before he gives the Last Supper to his disciples, he sat down and washed their feet. What is the washing of feet? The washing of feet is repentance. Repentance and confession. Even when St. Peter said, you cannot, I don't deserve it, he said, unless I wash you, you will have no place with me. You will have no share in my heavenly kingdom with me. You cannot. So that is why it is very important to keep repenting. Even when we are marrying a couple, they have to repent and confess before the marriage. The anointment of the sick, repent and confess before the sacrament. Any sacrament we do in the church is preceded by repentance and confession. Repentance and confession brings so much joy and happiness to the man. Peace with God, which so many of us are really troubled because they don't repent. The second thing that John the Baptist did was the revelation. He revealed in his ministry the Lord to the whole people. He revealed the Lord as a savior. He is the Lamb of God who carries the sin of the world. And explained this great salvation in very few words. He is the Lamb of God who carries the sin of the world. If you look here, the meaning of redemption is, you know, in creation, God created man, but man and God were together, lived together. But in redemption, there is something different happened. There is no more man and God. God came and took our humanity and went on the cross to do the redemption. Where is man here? On the cross. Man disappeared in Christ. Our humanity became inside God. That is why salvation and redemption simply means that God took man inside him. And because man and the God became one, it's always an exchange system. Man gives God his sins so it would be forgiven. And God gives a man purity and holiness and salvation all the time. And this system is continuous. It's a filter system. But if man keeps sin in his life and he doesn't want to give it to God, then man will be separated from God again. So please, stay inside God. Stay in this redemption life. Stay giving God all your weakness, all your sins, all your bad thoughts, all your bad feelings and words, so that you will be purified all the time. Purified all the time. John the Baptist witnessed to the Lord that he came from above and he is above all. He witnessed to the Lord saying, I don't deserve to undo his shoelaces. He witnessed to the Lord that he is the Lamb, he is the bridegroom. He is the bridegroom for each one of us. John the Baptist, by his witness to the Lord, he became the greatest ever prophet. The greatest ever prophet. As well, while John the Baptist was baptizing the Lord, he revealed for all of us and for the whole world the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity. That a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son. Hear him. And the Holy Spirit came as a dove descending from heaven upon the Lord. So John the Baptist not only revealed the personality of our Lord Jesus Christ, but revealed the whole of the Trinity for the whole world. And John the Baptist revealed as well, how does he feel when he sees the Lord? He said, I must decrease, he must increase. It's the opposite, actually, for many of us. We always need to increase, even on the expense of the Lord. We can lie to be better. We can steal to be better. We can do wrong things to be better. But we are losing God. John the Baptist, in his humility, he kept saying, I must decrease. He must increase. Revealing for us that whenever we glorify the Lord will glorify us. Whenever we deny ourselves, the Lord will give us more and more honor and grace. I wanted to explain as well, when John the Baptist identified the Messiah, the Son of God, the word the Son of God is different than when we call ourselves children of God. What is the difference between the Son of God and us being the children of God? The sonship in God's divinity is different than adopting us as children of God. Jesus Christ's sonship to the Father is different than our sonship to God. How? You know, when a father gives, parents give birth to a child, the child will be younger than the parents. But that is not the case in the divinity. The Son of God does not mean there is a difference in time between the Father and the Son. The Father and the Son were from the beginning. There is no time difference. There is no age difference. When a mother gives birth to a child, the child will be in her womb till she gives birth to that child, and then they will be two separate persons. But in divinity, the Son of God does not separate from the Father, because the Lord said, I am in the Father, and the Father is me. Me and the Father are one. So the sonship in divinity doesn't mean separation between the two. As well, when a mother gives birth to a child, they will be two persons. But the sonship in divinity, they are one. Me and the Father are one. Anyway, John the Baptist, in his great mission to the world, offered his life as a sacrifice for the Lord at the end. It is a nice story that when they chopped off his head and Herodia brought his head on a plate to Herod, what happened? His head flew up in the air, saying to Herod, "You are not allowed to, you are not allowed to." As if John the Baptist's voice is still alive even after his death. I hope that we all still listening to his voice in our daily life. Repent, because the heavenly kingdom is at hand. Though his life was very short, and though his life ended up by martyrdom, but where is John the Baptist in heaven? Where is John the Baptist in heaven? He is in the bosom of the Father. He is with the Lord in his kingdom, on his throne. And that is the greatness of our Christianity. That if you suffer with the Lord here, you will be glorified with him there. If you are courageous enough to say no to sin, then you are making for yourself a glory in heaven. If you can witness to the Lord in truth in your daily life, to your friends, to your colleagues, to your family, then you are saving them, you are rescuing them from death, the spiritual death, and you are shining like the sun in your Father's kingdom. It says if someone saves another person from death, from the death of the sin, he will shine like the sun in the heavenly kingdom. May the Lord give us all this great grace to be like John the Baptist, for our souls to repent and help the others to repent as well. Glory to God forever.